Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is, coaches learn more about concussions during sports. New research suggests that high school football coaches are getting a lot better at spotting a concussion and managing the problem, although there's still room for improvement. Dr. Steve Broglio studies concussions in high school athletes. He says knowledge about concussions is expanding rapidly. Each year, more than 7 million high school students participate in interscholastic sports in the U.S. About 1.4 million sports injuries are linked to these sports, according to a 2006 National Sports Injury Survey. The good news is that injury rates have dropped by half in the last decade as sports medicine techniques have improved, and there is a growing awareness of the importance of preventing and treating injuries. Dr. Dawn Comstock administers a national survey which tracks sports-related injuries at 100 high schools throughout the country. She says the injuries reported today are more serious. Dr. Comstock says there are more fractures and severe knee injuries, and the proportion of injuries requiring surgery is higher. This could be due to a jump in chronic overuse problems. More young athletes are playing one sport year-round, using the same muscle groups over and over. But the increase could also be due to improved sports medicine techniques, earlier diagnosis, and treatment of many injuries before they become serious. Dr. Broglio says there are 1.2 million high school football athletes compared to 38,000 college and 1,700 professional football players. At the high school level, where there is the greatest number of injuries, there is the least amount of medical attention. One athletic trainer for 300 to 500 children compared to three or four for one college football team of 120. Tight school budgets are part of the reason, says one expert, but a second reason for the lack of attention, according to Dr. Comstock, has been the wrong assumption that high school sports injuries are inevitable. There is a perception that sports injuries are just the price you have to pay for playing, which isn't true, she says. At a meeting of the National Athletic Trainers Association, Dr. Broglio presented the results of a study in which he measured the varying speeds at which high school football players took hits to their heads, and where on the head the hits occurred. The findings will help researchers pinpoint how and when concussions are most likely to occur, and they should help coaches retool a player's on-field technique to avoid unnecessarily risky moves. Also at the meeting, athletic trainer Aaron O'Donohue reported that high school coaches scored an average of 80 out of 100 points on questions about recognizing concussions. Those who had attended workshops about concussions, which was approximately one-fifth of the coaches, or who had information from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, were the most informed. O'Donohue says this shows that educational efforts have been effective. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.